Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C-104.
All right, we welcome Katrina to the show. Hello, Katrina.
Hi, good morning.
So we've had girl on girl War of the Roses before, but usually it's like one girl testing another girl who's dating her brother or something like that. But this is a legit real girl on girl War of the Roses this week, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm sorry. What I mean is we're putting your girlfriend to the test. You're dating this person.
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
Yes. All right. And what is your girlfriend's name?
It's Mariah.
All right. And why are we putting her to the test?
Okay. So she has this friend named Gina. And whenever a big new superhero, nerdy, movie comes out, they end up going together because she's really into that stuff, which is fine, but I'm not. So she knows if she asks me if I want to go, it's going to be a hard no. And I don't mind that they go together. It's kind of their thing. But lately, it's like they're hanging out a lot more, and I'm starting to notice that they have this bond now. It's getting actually really annoying.
You said in your email that they went to see the new Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Yeah. And then the very next night, they saw the new Fast and Furious, which I totally would have gone to if they had asked, but they didn't. And then the night that they saw Fast and Furious, I guess they went back to her apartment and watched a bunch more of them all night long, and then she ended up staying there.
Well, if she stayed the night at this girl's place, okay, I mean, that's pretty hard evidence right there, isn't it?
Well, that's what I said, but then she got super defensive and was like, oh my God, we're just friends. She's not even into girls. Relax.
See, this reminds me so much of this guy who is a gay friend that I used to have. Shaggy knows him too. He was a bartender at a bunch of places that we would work at. Anyways, he used to tell me all the time that he didn't like gay guys. He liked the challenge of trying to get a straight guy. I don't know if it's like that with lesbians or not.
Oh, it definitely is. I mean, for some people it is.
Right.
It just depends.
So the bottom line is this friend is starting to seem more than a friend to your girlfriend.
I just want to see what happens with this because I need to know if I got a problem with this girl or what.
Okay.
What it is.
So what we'll do is we'll run the pantygram test. This will let you know exactly who she thinks about in that certain special way. Two things to go over first. Number one, don't interrupt the call until after she fills out the card, okay? It kind of helps us to know what her intentions are. And the second thing is, are you okay with all this going on the air?
Yeah, I'm okay with everything, yeah.
Okay, great. Then here we go.
Dialing at random.
Hello.
Hi, morning. May I please speak to Mariah?
This is Mariah.
Hey, Mariah. This is Natalie. I'm calling from the promotions department at Victoria's Secret. How are you today?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm great. Thank you so much. So listen, the reason I was calling is because you were one of our winners in a new promotion that we announced a couple weeks ago. And we sent you a couple emails, but we never heard back from you. So I'm just assuming either we have the wrong email address for you or they landed somewhere in your spam folder by accident. I don't know.
Wait, what did I win?
Well, it's this new promotion we're running where we let customers try out new items before we put them in the stores. And you get to do it for free, plus keep all the stuff we send to you.
Okay. And does this involve me, like, selling a bunch of stuff? Like, am I hosting parties and stuff like that?
Oh my God. No, no, no. It is nothing like that. It's totally a customer giveaway and you won. No part-time selling scam, no parties to throw, nothing weird like that.
So what exactly did I win then?
Okay. So this is the really cool part. It's called the VS Pantygram and it's basically like sending somebody a sexy postcard. Only instead of a picture of, you know, some dumb statue or a lighthouse, you get to send them an actual pair of lace panties.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's actually really fun. We're actually introducing it this summer, but we need people to try it out first, just so we can kind of gauge customer reactions, and we want to make sure that they're good with it.
Okay, I guess. So what do you need me to do? Like, how do I set this up?
Okay, so basically, think of anybody you want to send a sexy pair of lace panties to. Maybe it's like your husband, your boyfriend. I don't know, maybe a coworker you've got a crush on. We just send them the panties with a note attached from you, and you can put whatever you want on the note.
Okay, cool. I like it.
So do you want to do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so the first thing I need from you is, what color panties do you want to send? We have red, black, or pink to choose from.
Let's do red.
Okay, great. Now, who do you want me to send the pantygram to? I need a first and last name, please.
Oh, so you're not sending them to me, you're sending them to somebody else from me?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay. Wow. Then let me think for a second. Who do I want to send my panties to? Okay, so you need her name.
Yes, please. I need the first and last.
Okay, first name is Regina. Last name is...
Okay, and so the panties are going to come with a note. So what message did you want to put on the note? It can say literally anything you want.
Let's see. I guess put... Oh, okay. Put, thought you get a kick out of this. Thanks for always making me feel so good.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
So she makes you feel so good? I guess I don't do that anymore then. Oh, snap! I guess your own girlfriend doesn't make you feel good then? Is that what you're telling me?
What are you doing on the phone right now? What's going on here?
Hey, Mariah, listen, now this isn't actually Victoria's Secret. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on War of the Roses. Katrina asked us to set you up with this little test to see who you would send your panties to. I think she thought maybe that you would pick her.
Actually, I was pretty sure you were going to choose someone else.
Okay, well, first of all, it was basically just a joke, so I don't, like...
So, if I walk up to another chick, give her my panties, and say, thanks for making me feel good, that's a joke then? You're gonna just laugh about that?
Well, no, but this wasn't even like that, so...
Okay, well, it sure f***ing seems like it.
Well, it's not, all right? You're overreacting.
Whatever. I heard what I needed to hear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.